A Prisoner in Paris. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1875. Lord Lanwood yawned and, turning a little in the bed, thought it was time to go home. It was then that something moved close to him and a voice purred, "Lionel, darling, you are the most wonderful lover anyone could possibly have." Lord Lanwood had heard it all before, and it had always made him feel rather pleased with himself. Then he said, "Now I must leave you, because I have so much to do tomorrow."
"Oh no, Lionel, no," the Countess exclaimed.
It was a reception of what often happened on so many other occasions. His lordship responded firmly,
"I am sorry, my dearest Yvette, but I really must leave you now. Otherwise I will have very little sleep and be disagreeable the whole of tomorrow."
The Countess gave a little laugh.
"Oh, but you are never disagreeable. That is the most marvellous thing about you, Lionel. You always say such nice things and are sweet and kind to everyone."
It was the sort of compliment his lordship liked to hear, especially from someone as beautiful as the Countess of Helston. She was, undoubtedly, the most ravishing, the most admired, and the most sought-after hostess in the whole of London. She had been married when she was very young, in fact 18, to the Earl of Helston. She had grown, everyone said, lovelier and lovelier until now, when she was approaching 30. She was of such high standing in the social world that it was really surprising that there was not already a statue erected to her. A great number of men had attempted to entice her into being unfaithful to her husband, but she had refused them all, until she saw Lord Lanwood, and she had known then that he was the man she had been looking for her whole life.